This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Mystic of Lucca. Gemma Galgani was born in Italy in 1878, one of 11 children of a pharmacist in the town of Lucca. Her early childhood was pleasant, but soon misfortune struck the Galganis. First the mother died. Then the father became ill and lost his business. When he too died shortly thereafter, the house and furniture were sold for debts. Gemma herself contracted tuberculosis of the spine, and at the age of 20, she was confined to her bed in her aunt's humble lodgings, almost unable to move.
Here, I've brought you some fresh, cool water, Gemma. Come on now, let me help you.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Eliza. Oh, that's good.
You should have some fruit. It's terribly expensive. We just can't afford these luxuries.
I can't complain, Aunt Eliza. I know there are people far more unfortunate than I.
Yes, yes, that's all very well, but there you are, helpless, and your brother away in the service, and I'm responsible for you. Oh, if only Tonio were finished with his army duties. And me, I'm not a well woman myself. Oh, Gemma, I shouldn't worry you. I know I shouldn't worry you, but I've borrowed money already from everyone your father ever knew to keep us going. I say borrowed. Really, I was begging, and they knew it, and I knew it. I don't dare ask for more. I don't know what's going to happen to us.
God will take care of us.
If God cares about us, why are your father and mother taken? Why is all the money gone? Why are you lying there in a brace, barely able to move?
I don't know why, but I'm confident God will provide.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, Gemma, I'm so tired and I'm so worried. I'm sorry I troubled you. Don't worry. We'll take care of you somehow.
Everything will be fine, Aunt Eliza. Everything will be fine.
Gemma,
are you busy, Aunt?
Why, do you need something?
Well, not if you're busy. I was only hoping that you could read to me about Brother Gabriel.
Brother Gabriel? Oh, the one who died of tuberculosis, the one that people call a saint?
Yes. I borrowed a book about him. I wouldn't bother you, but I can't hold it very well.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll read to you as soon as I can, Gemma. But listen to this. I've got good news for you.
What?
Tonio's getting out of the army.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I just had a letter from him. He says he should be home next week.
Tonio. Tonio, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back, Annalisa. I've had enough of the army. Too much.
We've missed you so. Gemma's missed you very, very much.
Oh, Aunt, it is awful to see Gemma like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors still say the same thing?
Yes. Yes, just as I wrote you. Tuberculosis of the spine. Incurable. They think it probably won't be very long.
It isn't right. She was such a happy, bright girl.
No. I know sometimes it's all I can do not to cry when I'm with her.
Does she have much pain?
Well, she must. She never talks about it.
Poor Gemma.
Well, perhaps she's happier than we think. She has an unshakable confidence in God.
Well, now, here's your tray, Gemma.
Antonio, it's so wonderful to have you back. You look so strong and tall.
Just dodging the sergeant kept me in shape. Now you eat. I have some news for you.
What? What's happened? What news?
Gemma, they're giving me the hospital pharmacy to run.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just what you wanted.
Well, I guess they thought I'd learned the trade from Father. And he was a good pharmacist, even if he was a bad businessman.
Well, it'll be so much easier for Aunt to have a little money coming in.
Yes, and I'll get to meet all the doctors at the hospital. We'll get somebody to make you better.
Oh, you mustn't worry about me. I'm all right.
All right?
Well, God permits me to suffer to purify my heart. Brother Gabriel told me.
Brother Gabriel told you?
Tonio, I know you won't believe it, but please don't laugh. Sometimes he comes to me.
Well, you're good enough for even an angel to come to you, Gemma. But the most important thing is for you to get well. What have the doctors said?
Well, three doctors have been here to see me, and they could do nothing. Tonio, do you have time to read to me?
To read to you?
Yes, I have a book about Brother Gabriel. He died young, you know, and performed wonderful things. Well, I'd like to know about his whole life, but the book is so heavy for me to hold.
Well, tomorrow I'll read to you. I have to get down to the hospital now. I have to meet with the committee.
Oh, well, of course, if you have to go then, but be a credit to Father.
Well, I'll do my best. I'll try to be a little tougher than he was, too. Viva the Galganes!
Hospital, Tonio. Is everything going well?
Oh, fair enough. Nothing unusual.
Tonio, remember when you told me you were saving up some money to get a specialist for me from Milan?
That's right. Well, I can't think of a better use for the money.
Well, would you give it to me instead of getting the doctor?
What in the world do you want money for? Well, now, what can be more important than getting you a doctor and having you well again?
Well, my friend Francesca can't pay her rent, and I thought...
Oh, Gemma, the world is full of people who can't pay their rent.
I know, but...
Now, remember what happened to Father? He always fell for every hard luck story, and who ended up with nowhere to live? We did.
Well, you don't understand. If she can't pay the rent, she may be forced to do something desperate.
Gemma, don't we have enough trouble without worrying about Francesca?
But, Tonio, her soul could be in danger. Please.
The specialist could bring you back.
I tell you, the doctors can't help me. Anyway, Francesca is more important than my health.
Gemma, I can't do that. You're more important to me.
She is more important to God than my comfort, Tony. Please. Please. Please.
All right. If that's what you want.
Oh, Tonio, you're wonderful. I'll ask Francesca to pray for both of us.
Well, I guess I can use a prayer. Now, where is that book that you wanted me to read to you?
Oh, I don't have it anymore. I had to return it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Brother Gabriel himself has come.
Brother Gabriel
Oh, I know. Aunt doesn't believe me either, but he did, and he says he'll come again.
Have you ever told your confessor about these things that you see?
Why should I tell Monsignor Volpi? I'm afraid he wouldn't believe me either, and then perhaps Brother Gabriel would be disappointed with him.
Well, I don't claim to understand these things.
Well, there are many things I don't understand either.
A few nights later, we had an overnight guest, Letizia, a countrywoman from our village. And this is what she told us. She was unable to sleep that night. She went to the kitchen to make a cup of coffee. And on the way back, walking softly, she passed Gemma's room.
We will go together to God, Brother Gabriel, and stay with him forever and ever.
Signora. Signora, wake up.
What is it?
Signora, you must come.
Oh, Signora, what on earth is the matter with you?
Oh, Signora, in Gemma's room.
What about Gemma?
I went by just now, and I saw...
What
I
did you saw... see? Tell me what's wrong.
The room was full of light, and there was a young man standing there talking to Gemma.
Man, you've been dreaming.
Come and see. He looked... He didn't look real.
Get hold of yourself.
Oh, Signora. No,
she's
Signora,
a sick girl,
no.
And she thinks she sees these things, and now she's got you thinking you see them, too.
Come, Signora, come.
You had a dream, that's all.
No, I was not asleep. I couldn't sleep, so I went down to make myself a cup of coffee. That's how I happened to pass Gemma's room. Come and see.
I most certainly won't.
Oh, Signora.
I've heard these things from Gemma
please,
before.
Signora,
don't
please.
You see that poor child? She probably makes up stories to help her through the pain.
No, Signora.
Letizia, I don't argue with her, but I've got enough to do without worrying about these fancies. Now go back to bed.
But, Signora...
Please, Letizia, go back to bed and forget these fantasies. Gemma, Letizia says she saw a light here in your room last night. Not only that, but she insists she saw someone in here, too.
Oh, Brother Gabriel must have let her see him.
Are we going to have more of this nonsense?
Letizia saw Brother Gabriel talking with me. It isn't nonsense.
Gemma, I do wish you'd get over these ideas. But even if you won't, you've got to sleep at night if you want to get your strength back. Now, Gemma, can't you do your praying in the daytime?
Don't worry about me, Anne. I feel stronger every day.
Passed, and then one morning, Aunt Eliza came into Gemma's room.
Gemma, how did you get out of bed?
Oh, Aunt, I didn't want you to see until I was dressed. God has cured me.
What? What are you talking about?
He said that because I had put myself into his hands, he would always be with me, and he's given me this cure to show.
Child, let me feel your forehead. Yes, Yes, you're feverish. Now, get back into bed right away.
Oh, please, Aunt. I must go to church and thank
him. No, you'd collapse before you got out the door.
Oh, I tell you, he has cured me. And he says he will give me more signs of grace. Look, Aunt, I can walk. See? You know that wouldn't be possible without his help.
Gemma. Please, Gemma, get back into bed.
If you want me to, Anne, I don't want you to worry, but I'm really cured. You'll see.
Doctors. They came to see her, but could not agree about the state of Gemma's health. Some spoke of hysteria, others of a miracle. But in any case, she was soon able to get about again. We were all bewildered. We didn't know what to believe. I see that Gemma is helping in the kitchen, Aunt.
She wanted to.
Well, I suppose. Is it all right?
Tonio, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Listen, I asked the doctors. They said be careful, but they didn't think she'd ever walk again, so... Well, how can they tell whether she should do housework and go to church? I asked Monsignor Volpi. He says he's not a doctor.
Aunt, have you ever spoken to him about... how Gemma thinks she was cured?
No. No, I hope now that she's better, she'll forget all that.
Are you sure that it ought to be forgotten?
Tonio, sick people imagine things. If we begin talking about that, everybody will think we're all crazy.
I don't know, but she is much better, and we can't explain it. I see a lot of illness in my work. I've never seen a recovery like that.
Tonio, doctors make mistakes. You know that. I've spoken to Monsignor Volpi about getting her into a convent.
About what?
Well, that's what she always wanted.
And is Monsignor Volpi doing anything about it?
He's been talking with the Salesians. I hope it works out. It would be a great relief to me. Oh, Tonio, Gemma's a good girl, but I don't understand her. Francesca tells me she's a saint. I go past her room and she's talking to somebody when I know there isn't anybody there. I just don't understand this sort of thing. Perhaps in a convent they'll be able to help her.
Everything packed?
Everything I'll need. It's not much. Oh, Tonio, isn't it wonderful that the Salesians have considered taking me, even without a dowry?
Oh, it's wonderful if you want it, I guess. But I'm going to miss you, Gemma. Nobody makes pancakes like you do.
Oh, Tonio, do you remember how after the police came and took everything for debts after Father died and we didn't have anything to eat? How somebody left eggs on the doorstep and I made pancakes.
I sure do.
Oh, we've been through a lot, haven't we? And people have been very kind.
The people who left the eggs were kind. About the police and the creditors and the people who didn't pay, Father. I could easily say something else.
But you see, we're all right again now, aren't we? And if everything goes well, I'll be a nun. Brother Gabriel told me I'd be taken care of.
Oh, Gemma.
Yes?
I wouldn't say too much about Brother Gabriel and all that.
But...
Just at first. People who don't know how good you are might not understand.
But you wouldn't want me to pretend I didn't see him.
No, I guess not. But still...
Don't worry, Tonio. I'm in the hands of God. Whatever he wants is what will be. Shall we go now?
Thank you. So Gemma entered the Salesian convent at Lucca as a novice. But within a month... Oh, it's good to have you back, Gemma.
Oh, it's good to see you, Tonio.
I know. You wanted to stay at the convent so very much. I know that, Gemma, and I am sorry.
They said I wasn't strong enough.
Well, they know best, I suppose.
God could have made me strong if he'd wanted me to be a nun. It's not his will. He has other plans for me.
Oh, you mustn't cry anymore, Gemma. Here, take my handkerchief. You don't have to be in a convent to be religious.
But I loved it there, and everything about the place made me feel close to God.
Gemma, you can serve God at home as well as in a convent.
Well, if it's what God wants, then I can.
Gemma took her place in the household once again and said nothing further to either me or Aunt Eliza about her mystical experiences. But we soon began to notice something unusual. What's been wrong with Gemma lately, Aunt?
I don't know.
She seems to be having bad spells. Have you noticed?
Yes. Sometimes she's much less strong than others. Seems to happen towards the weekend. Fridays and Saturdays especially.
Yes. Do you suppose that she's fasting again?
Mm-mm. No, I asked her, and she said Monsignor Volpi had forbidden it.
But could she be doing it anyway?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. You know how obedient she is.
Well, then, what on earth is it? The rest of the time, she seems quite well.
I don't know, Tonio. I asked her, and she said she's all right. I asked her what's wrong with her on Fridays and Saturdays, and she said if she told me, I wouldn't believe her.
Well, that's all very well, Aunt Eliza, but we are responsible. And another thing. Have you noticed that Fridays and Saturdays, she wears gloves in the house?
Mm-hmm.
And always black and stained in the center?
Yes. Yes, and another queer thing. I noticed her shoes the other day. There were bloodstains in both of them. So I asked her if she had hurt her feet, and she said no. I insisted on seeing them, and it was true. There was nothing wrong.
There's something very odd going on. Does all this suggest anything to you?
It suggests we've had more than our share of trouble.
I don't know. I don't know anything for sure, but I just wonder about those bloodstains.
Friday mornings, she seems exhausted, that's true, but I can't believe she's doing anything to harm herself. It would be too much, and besides, Tonio, we would see the scars.
If she were doing it, we would see scars. But if she isn't doing it...
What do you mean?
You probably know more about this than I do, but... Do the stigmata usually leave scars?
Tonio, I can't stand it. You're getting just like her.
How else can you explain it?
I just don't know anymore.
Well, I think we ought to find out. Early the next Friday morning, we tiptoed up to Gemma's room. Her door was open. Is she asleep?
Shh. I'll look.
What is it?
Come here.
What is it?
Her eyes are wide open. But she doesn't see us.
Look. Her hands and her feet. It's the stigmata.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who am I, Lord, that you should be pleased with me? What a blessed thing you have given me. You are the support of my life. You ask nothing of me but my love.
Eyes are closed now. She's asleep.
Good. Let her sleep. We have been blessed to witness something beautiful and beyond our understanding. The rest of Gemma's short life was never free from suffering. She died of tuberculosis in 1903 at the age of 25. But always until the end, my dear sister remained cheerful and steadfast in her faith.